Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It's a developing story. The Santaquin community is mourning the loss of one of their local police officers this hour. The officer was hit and killed by a semi-truck yesterday, and now people from around the state are rallying to support the family of the fallen officer.
Our live team coverage in the line of duty begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who is at the Santaquin City Hall this morning. Adam?
Amanda, police say the Santaquin officer was killed yesterday morning after he and a highway patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck. They say took off, turned around, and ran down the officer as he was standing outside of his vehicle. Lieutenant Mike Wall with the Santaquin Police Department says they are hurting, but they are committed to be there for the fallen officer's family.
We have family members who will miss their father at their nearing wedding. But I can assure you, we as a police department will stand up and we will be there, and we are a one family.
The suspected driver, 42-year-old Mike Jean, is now behind bars. Today outside City Hall here, there's a patrol car on the front lawn covered in flowers, cards, and surrounded with American flags. And there's also blue and black ribbons tied to almost every tree, light post, anything cylindrical in sight.
Adam, have we heard at all from the family of this officer?
We have, Tim. In fact, the brother of the fallen officer spoke with KSL TV last night, and he says his brother made the ultimate sacrifice.
Gave his life doing something that he loved and in service of others. I mean, the Santaquin PD, Nephi Payson, all those guys are amazing.
We aren't using his name until his brother's name is officially released by Santaquin police. The officer leaves behind a wife and two older children. And Utahns all over the state have been showing their support for the fallen Santaquin officer however they can. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Peter.
Yeah, Adam. A Provo police officer was pulling his car over to salute in the rain. Hundreds of Utahns and first responders were waving American flags from overpasses. These are just some of the scenes from yesterday when a silent procession of police officers was carrying the fallen officer's body across the state. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson says he's heard from everyone.
The citizens and people throughout the United States have contacted me this morning, along with the governor.
Governor Spencer Cox acknowledges the officers who found the suspect.
I'm grateful for those who pursued knowing that that their lives would be in danger from someone who had already killed and would certainly kill again.
There's still no date set for a memorial service. Reporting live from the state capitol in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
There are a lot of unanswered questions about the suspect in this case. But Adam, do we know much about his past?
Well, Amanda, we are learning this morning that this guy has a long and sometimes violent history with police. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla has been looking into those details and picks up that part of our team coverage.
His past includes several incidents where violence was used against police officers. We are still digging into it, but what we know so far is that he was charged in California back in 2001 with obstruction and resisting an officer. And then in 2009, he was convicted of attempting to run down cops in Oregon. A few years later, in 2011, he had 17 charges filed against him. Those charges included assaults on correctional officers. And he was also the center of a federal case in 2014 for a firearms violation. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Multiple police agencies from all over the state volunteered to help after the death of that Santaquin officer.
Santaquin's police department isn't quite Mayberry, but with a population of under 20,000 residents, it's pretty easy to imagine this is a close-knit community with a small police force, which means they still have to keep their town safe while also mourning an unimaginable loss. Police departments from all over the place immediately volunteered to help cover patrols in Santaquin so the officers have the space to grieve.
KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce says the Santaquin Fire Department even had firefighters out helping direct traffic on Sunday while those agencies started their investigation.
Adam, I know people all over the state have been showing their support for the fallen officer's family, and I guess in different ways. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Amanda. In fact, I've been seeing a lot of these blue lights on several buildings as I turned in on Santaquin's Main Street here this morning. And KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more on what people in several cities are doing. Michael?
Yeah, Adam, we've seen a lot of open support from communities across the Wasatch Front. And in Juab County, the online community page is spreading this message from the Santaquin page. Quote, if you have lights on your house, changed them to blue tonight in honor of the fallen officer. Close quote. Tributes to this officer are spanning across all ages as well. School kids in Payson, Salem, and Santaquin, along with Juab and Springville, have been asked to wear blue today to honor him. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Just a programming note, we will have live updates throughout the day as this story develops. That includes coverage of a procession of the officer's body from the state medical examiner's office to Santaquin. That'll take place during the 10 a.m. hour. Then we're expecting a news conference live at noon with Santaquin police giving us an update on the investigation. You can also read a lot more about this story and get updates on our website at KSLNewsRadio.com.
First look traffic. It's emergency traffic, Andy.
Yeah, Amanda, we haven't had really much relief, although it looks like we're getting close. The crash has been mostly cleaned up. The semi that caught fire, it's gone. They've cleaned up the shoulders. They may have to be, it looks like they're actually doing some repaving work where the semi caught fire. It may have scorched the pavement. So we still have two right lanes blocked to the freeway and the exit ramp to Bangor Highway blocked. And that's why we've had backups all the way through Lehigh on North 15. The frontage roads are backed up. Redwood's backed up. There's just no good, easy way into the Salt Lake Valley from Utah County this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have some good news this morning. The missing 15-year-old twins from Box Elder County, we are told, have been found. The family is sending their gratitude for the love, prayers, and help offered to their family.
NASA is getting ready to launch Boeing's Starliner spacecraft this evening with astronauts on board for the first time.
As Boeing's Starliner gets ready to lift off with two NASA astronauts on board acting as test pilots, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who's fighting for funding from Congress, tells me winning the space race is about winning on Earth.
China is making significant strides.
He says China could make claims for land on the moon.
They are gaining ground.
He's told Congress China is using civilian space travel to mask military objectives. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Still emergency traffic. Boy, that situation coming into the Salt Lake County from Utah County, just a standstill at the moment. We'll check it all next.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you will never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. Did you know that we offer three distinct styles of gutter protection? Each one meant to handle a specific leaf problem. You might not even know there are different styles of gutter protection, but there are. And if you pick the wrong one, it could be a huge waste of money. Now, the big gutter guard companies won't tell you this. They try to sell you a one-size-fits-all gutter guard, and it could be completely wrong for the amount and types of trees and leaves you have. Not RGS Exteriors. We understand which kind of leaf problem needs which kind of gutter guard. We'll do an in-depth evaluation to assess the types, locations, and numbers of trees in your yard. Based on that data, we match your home to the right gutter guard. So don't risk wasting money on the wrong gutter protection. For a free evaluation and estimate, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
It's emergency traffic here at 8:09, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy, where are you starting?
Well, Tim, we're just waiting for those lanes to reopen on I-15 near Bangor Highway and Draper. They're looks like throwing down some new pavement, and I'm watching a steamroller move over it. But for now, with those lanes blocked and the exit ramp still blocked, the delays, no relief. In fact, you're backed up all the way almost to Lehigh's Main Street at this point. Look for over an hour of wait time in this backup. If you're switching to an alternate, Redwood's not going to help you at all. It's slow the whole way from Lehigh all the way up to at least Porter Rockwell. So just not a lot of options, unfortunately. Len?
As you make your way through Weber and Davis counties, you've got a slow roll as you make your way from 21st Street in Ogden down to the Riverdale where that I-84 split is. And turns out there is a stalled vehicle southbound I-15 right there in Riverdale. It's on the right shoulder. As you make your way northbound, a little bit of slowing from Clinton up to Roy 2 as you make your way. And then southbound I-15, Layton all the way down to Farmington. You've got standing water there. Pools of water from Layton down to Farmington, slowing things down just a bit. And southbound as you make your way onto the Legacy split as well, a little bit slow. Jason?
Northbound I-15 down in Utah County. Still looking really good until, of course, you get into the mess up around the point of the mountain. So if you can avoid that, you probably should. Maybe call in sick or something like that. Provo Canyon is running pretty good at this point. It's still snowing up in Parley's Canyon, though, and traction devices are required for all semis up in Parley's Canyon at this point. Get mom the best Mother's Day gift ever, a Minky Couture blanket. Save 50% using promo code KSL50 in stores and online at minkycouture.com. The best Mother's Day gift ever. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow showers, especially in the morning today. High of 55. Overnight, going to 41 with another little small system, keeping rain and snow chances in the forecast for your Tuesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, scattered showers, temperatures in the upper 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's gloomy out there, no doubt about it. 41 degrees this hour.
Deputy Janovic spent hours yesterday researching the background of this suspect who police say hit that police officer purposefully.
And there's quite a history there.
Yes. We'll learn more from Debbie when we talk to her in a moment here on KSL.
Stay with us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Well, we had some fun getting out to see our friends Igor and the rest of the group out there at NPS, and they're doing some remodeling at the Salt Lake store.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so much more spacious.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always liked the store. I just love it now. It's more comfortable to shop in, and I did my weekly shop and filled my cart with almost everything I needed for $70. Mm. Okay, then I only needed a few other things that they didn't have to go to my regular grocery store, and that cost $120.
I'm going to try and keep guys out of the doghouse here. Mother's Day's coming on Sunday. So let's concentrate on some ways you can save at NPS. Of course, everything is 30 to 70% off, but just in time for Mother's Day, you're going to find another 30% off shoes, 30% off purses, 30% off luggage bags and backpacks. Even kitchen and housewares are marked down 25%.
You'll find something for the mom who you're buying for there. I mean, there are parties and party aisle with all kinds of pinatas. They had beautiful pinatas and, you know, all beautiful arts and crafts and jewelry, too.
You might even come up with some ideas you hadn't thought of before you walked in. Stop in and save money today at NPS. There are four locations in Orem, in Layton, and two stores in Salt Lake City.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
It's time for Rush Hour Rivals. In one corner is a helmet-donning bicyclist. In the other corner is a seatbelt-wearing driver. Can the driver keep a 3-foot distance on the road? Can the cyclist ride in the bike lane and wear reflective gear? Who will win?
I'm fine to ride in the bike lane and wear reflective gear.
Yeah, and I can easily keep a 3-foot distance.
So, not rivals at all?
Nah.
Meet in the middle so your paths don't. A message from the Utah Department of Public Safety.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Santaquin community is in mourning today after one of their police officers was hit and killed by a semi-truck on I-15. The driver, police say, did this on purpose, is now in custody. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, people around the state are showing their support for the fallen officer by displaying blue lights and wearing blue.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Well, it's a nightmare from Utah County into the Salt Lake Valley this morning. We have them like this every so often. This is one of those days, unfortunately. An hour's wait time from Lehigh to Draper on the freeway. Maybe not an hour, but pretty close if you're trying to take Redwood Road into the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers this morning, then a bit of a break. I'm Matt Johnson.
Rain and 41 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Former President Donald Trump back in a New York courtroom this hour. Let's get the latest from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge presiding over former President Trump's criminal hush money trial has ruled him in contempt for a 10th time. ABC's Erica Tursky is at the courthouse and said this came after the judge examined four possible violations of the gag order.
The one that really seemed to irk the judge was the one involving the jury. The former president, in remarks, had suggested that the jury is not going to be fair, and the judge took umbrage because he had gone through an extensive jury selection process.
Judge Juan Merchan fined Trump $1,000, but said these fines aren't working and threatened jail time if he violates the order again. The criminal hush money trials resumed with testimony from former Trump Organization controller Jeffrey McConney. President Biden will speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The last time the two spoke, the president told Netanyahu the U.S. opposes Israeli military action in the Gaza city of Rafah. But ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says Israel signaling it is going to move into that southern Gaza city.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
Across the U.S., more pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, this one over the weekend at the University of Texas. Columbia University in New York has been the focal point for demonstrations. This morning, the school announced it will not hold its university-wide commencement and will instead hold smaller school-level ceremonies. There's a high risk for severe weather in Oklahoma and southern Kansas. That's NOAA's highest level warning, with multiple long-track tornadoes possible for this afternoon and this evening. Powerful storms in the forecast from North Texas to South Dakota. You're listening to ABC News.
The Santaquin community is mourning the loss of one of their local police officers this morning, and our Debbie Dujanovic has been looking into the background of the man that police say hit that officer.
Such an absolute tragedy, felt all over Utah. We will be covering it at length today on the David Dujanovic Show. But I'm going to hold up the paper that I printed out this man's rap sheet on, you guys. I mean, this is, I'm not even going to sit here and suggest that this is his entire background. But let me go over some of it. He is no stranger to law enforcement, and he obviously over the years, a couple of decades, had no problem beating up police officers, trying to run them over. So let's start in California in 2001. You've heard some of our reporting here on this, charged with obstruction and resisting an officer. 2007, when he's in jail, he's accused of stalking and threatening a woman, calling her some 60 times
from
the jailhouse. Those charges are later dropped because they decide instead there's a better path to get a conviction for him, where he's charged with assaulting jail officers. 17 different counts of involving issues in the jail itself, where he had like 35 behavioral violations in jail. In 2009, this is where we see the same similar behavior in Oregon that we saw, unfortunately, so sadly, on our freeway yesterday that killed a police officer. He's convicted of attempting to run down cops in Oregon and at the same time illegally possessing a bulletproof vest. In my read of that case, he was wearing that vest when he was trying to run down those officers. Mm. He ends up finally landing in federal prison in Florida on a felony or a weapons violation. He's released in August of 2021, and then yesterday allegedly ran over a police officer and killed him from the Santa Quinn Police Department on I-15. And we'll have much more. Like, you go back on this story to the very beginning when this call came into UHP with a guy standing on the back of that semi-truck that was reported. It takes cops 30 minutes to pull over the semi. But who was that man standing on the back of the truck?
Was that him?
And was it him? Did he steal that semi-truck? Or was he? Does he have a CDL to be driving a semi-truck? These are all angles we're looking into today for the Dave and Dujanovic Show.
All right. And we'll look forward to it, as we always do, coming up at the top of the hour. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
Right now, let's get a look at emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, still have two lanes of the freeway blocked, I-15 at Bangor Highway, and the exit ramp blocked. Traffic backed up from this crash, as it's been the whole morning, all the way back into almost Lehigh's Main Street. The delays start right after you get on the freeway at Lehigh Main Street, and it'll go for that 6-7 mile stretch into the Salt Lake Valley. Not much relief. The frontage roads, probably even worse. The one on the east side that takes you past Cabela's, that's not going to save you any time. You might as well honestly wait out the delays on the freeway, because at least you'll already be on the freeway once you get up to where the lane restrictions end. If you're getting on the freeway north of Bangor, you've got no delays the rest of the way to downtown. Len?
You got a stalled vehicle at the Riverdale Road I-84 exit in Weber County. That is on the right shoulder. Backlog stretching from 31st Street in Ogden. Also northbound slowing to the crash. Northbound I-15 at 1800 North, that is, in Sunset on the right shoulder. But for some reason, the slowing is from Sunset to Roy. Then pools of water bogging the ride from Kaysville to Farmington, and southbound slowing from the North Interchange to downtown Salt Lake. Jason?
Provo Canyon looking pretty decent at this point, and Parley's Canyon is actually looking better than it was. You're still going to go slow because it's snowing up there, and traction devices are still required for semis, but not nearly as it was as bad as it was about 2 hours ago. Northbound I-15 in Utah County looking still pretty fantastic until, of course, you get to the point of the mountain. Celebrate spring in a clean home. Call Zero Res and get one room clean starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out cold and wet. 55 today with a chance for showers, especially in the morning when we could see a couple of snow showers mix in. 48 for your Tuesday. We've got rain showers possible. Mostly cloudy, 51 on your Wednesday. Going to Thursday, 62. Rebounding to 68 on Friday. Mostly sunny skies. Saturday, 72 sunny skies. With high pressure building in on Sunday, 75. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Temperatures back down now, 39 degrees, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We'll get a look at money news coming up next.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Zero Res, and Shane Karen is with us. Can you hear us, Shane? We good?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning to you, Shane. I know that there's a lot to celebrate in the month of May. I mean, I'm thinking people are, they have graduations and family events, but I think it might be a good idea for them to have their carpets clean first so they're celebrating in a clean home.
That is absolutely right. Whether it's before the celebration begins or after, Zero Res is the right company to call to take that worry away from you. Don't go and try to do it on your own. Go focus on family, focus on those celebrations, and let us come and take care of it the right way.
Yeah, we learned over the weekend. We can't.
And so we're excited.
I'm sorry. I said we learned over the weekend we can't control the weather outside or the environment, but we certainly can on the inside. And you've got a great deal today and tomorrow.
That's absolutely right. In the month of this month, right, we've got a two-day sale today and tomorrow. $25 per room, four-room minimum. You cannot beat that. It's a smoking good deal. Don't hesitate. Call us or get online at zerosdenver.com. But let us come out and take care of it. No soap, certain shampoos, or harsh toxic chemicals. Stays cleaner longer, not crunchy. It's soft. And don't worry about taking care of that. Let us come and do it. The pros at Zero Res, we can take care of it today and tomorrow only. You've got to book during these days and complete it in the month of May, but Go right now to Zeros.com and let us take care of it for you.
Zero Res has been cleaning the carpets in my house for years and years. And you're right when you say that sometimes you hire another carpet cleaner and they wind up making it worse because, you know, they put too much water in the carpet and then it creates like a mud underneath.
That's right, right? We control the fluid at all times, so it dries much, much faster. Hours, not days, right? 4 to 6 hours. We're not going to leave dirt attracting residue behind, hence the name Zero Res, so it stays cleaner longer. It's safe for you, your pet, family, and friends. Don't wait. Right now, today and tomorrow, $25 per room, four-room minimum. Go to ZeroRes.com or call 801-288-9376, and it's awesome that we've taken care of that cleaning for you. Use promo code, if you go online, 25RM, like room, 25RM. So let them know, call us, don't wait, let's get it done.
Here's that number again, 801-288-9376.
Get the support you need for business success. Get Mountain America Business Services. With personalized service and financial tools, you'll see real results. Details at macu.com/business.
A partner is someone you can rely on. Someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Let's get a look at money news this morning on KSL. It is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Right now, the Dow is up 145. That's 0.4%. We're at 38,821. S&P is up 31. That's 0.6%. The NASDAQ up 104. That's also 0.6%.
Northbound Redwood Road, frontage road, very heavy in Utah County. I'm not surprised. People trying to get around the mess at Point of the Mountain. We'll check it all with emergency traffic next.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new doors but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Peach Doors is here to make the entire process smooth and stress-free. Visit their showroom to see their wide selection of wood doors, durable fiberglass, energy-efficient aluminum, oversized glass bifold doors, and so much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their five-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
News happens all day.
Flashbangs were deployed.
Tim and Amanda are up at 2 a.m. for breaking stories. Jeff Kaplan begins crafting his minute of news at 6 a.m.
19 protesters were arrested.
And updates the top stories while you drive home. When you hit your KSL preset, we're ready.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
It's emergency traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app, where you can save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, still waiting for the lanes to reopen on North 15. Maybe a bit, because it looks like they had to throw down some new pavement on the freeway where the semi burned earlier near the Bangor exit. So for now, two right lanes and the Bangor exit still blocked from I-15 in Draper. The delays back several miles into Utah County, almost to Lehigh's Main Street. And it has gummed up all the works trying to get into the Salt Lake Valley from Utah County this morning. Len?
Still looking at a slow roll in Weber County as you make your way from 31st Street in Ogden down to Roy with a stalled vehicle in the mix there, but it is gone. But you still got some slowing there. Northbound is slow from Clinton up to Roy with an accident in the right side there as well. And then you have SR 193 slow as you make your way toward the south entrance to Hill Air Force Base. And real slow from Layton down to Kaysville down to Farmington with pools of water. Water is still making things really slow in there for you. And then heading into the Salt Lake Valley right there into from North Salt Lake into the downtown ramps, a little bit slow as well. Jason.
Well, the good news is the rest of the roads down in Utah County are looking pretty good. The bad news, of course, is that once you get up to trying to get out of Utah County, it's going to take you forever because of all that mess at the point of the mountain. Up in Parley's Canyon, though, it's looking better in both directions, as it is in Provo Canyon. Discover the power of hands-on learning at to Willa Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at TooWillaTech.edu. That's TooWillaTech.edu. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the weather forecast says more rain today and tomorrow. We have a good chance of rain continuing into tomorrow. And then just a slight chance for the rest of the 7-day forecast. Right now we have rain and 39 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
People in Santaquin and around the state are rallying around one another after a Santaquin police officer was killed in the line of duty yesterday morning.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage in the line of duty, live outside Santaquin City Hall. Adam?
Amanda, this happened yesterday just before 6:30 in the morning on I-15. And the news broke that a Santaquin officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck. Police say the driver ended up taking off, turning around, and hitting the officer, who died on scene.
This is a difficult day, a day that tends to rock a community that's very tight-knit and caring.
Santaquin City Mayor Dan Olson says they've received support from people all over the state and even outside the state around the country, and that everyone in the city will continue to do everything they can to support one another. Here this morning, almost everything you could tie a ribbon around has a black or blue ribbon around it. You've also got this patrol car out here on the front lawn, surrounded by American flags, flowers, cards, stuffed animals. I've actually been seeing a lot of people drive up this morning, continue to add to this memorial for this fallen officer. Live in Santaquin, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The law enforcement community is rallying behind the family of the fallen Santaquin officer. Retired Unified Police Deputy Chief Chris Bertram says officers and their families are close-knit because they often work together.
You know, you come across people, maybe for a moment in time, maybe never. But there's always, within the law enforcement family, there's always a connection.
Bertram says this death will impact officers all over the state.
Shantae Johnson met with the fallen officer's family yesterday, representing the Fraternal Order of Police. She knows exactly how the family is feeling because she is the widow of Draper Sergeant Derek Johnson, who was killed in 2013.
They're searching for any answers that they can get, and they just want to wake up from this nightmare and it just not to be real. Grief doesn't have a timeline.
She says it's important that the family be supported now and in the years to come.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we update this developing story. That includes coverage of a procession of the officer's body back to Santaquin during the 10 a.m. hour and a press conference coming up during the noon hour.
The rain and snow we saw yesterday have a few days of life left in them. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
The snow covering my home in Davis County made it look more like November than May this morning. But KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it wasn't just snow.
As far as rainfall, Mill Creek picking up .122 in the rain gauge. Ogden over an inch. Salt Lake City Airport 86 hundredths. This has been a wet storm.
Johnson says we're going to see some lingering showers today.
For tomorrow, scattered showers, goes to 51, mostly cloudy Wednesday, continuing to dry out, 62, partly cloudy on Thursday.
It gets even better. The word is that 70s are coming this weekend, so get your shorts and t-shirt out from the bottom of that drawer. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We do have some power outages to go along with our wet weather this morning. Rocky Mountain Power says about an hour ago there were over 1,800 homes and businesses in the dark. Those numbers have now dropped to about 600 customers.
A group of small earthquakes has been shaking part of northern Utah.
Some folks in Tremonton felt the effects of a 4.4 magnitude quake, and one witness says the shaking lasted for about 15 seconds, but the epicenter happened 16 miles southwest of the town. Still, this happened only a day after a 3.9 magnitude quake shook the place up as well. But these two are the latest of more than 19 different earthquakes that have been felt across Utah. Seismologists at the University of Utah are working to locate where these took place. For now, no injuries or damages have been reported in Tremonton. Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.
Let's go back to Andy for some first look traffic.
Well, Tim, they're getting close. We're hoping that we're going to have all lanes of the freeway open here at Bangor Highway shortly. Not there yet, but they're pulling up the cones, at least where they were in the earlier portions. Still have an hour's delay. At least people have been stuck in it for an hour. Delays go all the way back to Lehigh Main Street. We also have South 15 backed up from Layton all the way down to Farmington. And just a reminder, we haven't had much time to mention it a lot this morning, but northbound Highway 89 is still closed between SR 193 and I-84. That's going to stay that way until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories. Now, Israel says it's going to move forward with their ground offensive.
Breaking overnight, Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
ABC's M. Nguyen reports ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have essentially come to a standstill.
Utah is the 20th state to take part in something called the Laundry Project. Jason Soule says his project that helps provide laundry services for free in low-income communities.
So yeah, we absolutely encourage people to reach out to us if they feel like they have the resources and want to try to pull together. We'll absolutely work with them and help coach them and get it put together.
He says their event last week in West Valley City was the first in the state, and they're planning for another one in late summer. The Laundry Project is 15 years old and has washed more than almost 286,000 loads of laundry in 63 cities across the nation.
That's cool. Intermountain Health is trying to buck the bad reputation of hospital food by serving fresh, quality cuisine at its hospitals. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
With Chef Alex Govern at the helm and his team of chefs, the hospital network is trying to offer hotel-like experiences and room service quality food for its patients, visitors, and caretakers. They have extensive menu options they rotate every few months, and nutritional needs and dietary restrictions are all taken into account.
Even serving more than 32,000 meals a day, they say they are committed to serving quality food as medicine for people who may be having some of their hardest days.
Maybe, just maybe, we'll have some good news to pass along with traffic and weather together. Andy telling us they're about to move some cones out of the way coming in from Utah County. We'll check it all for you next.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
You know that feeling? You rake up all that crud in your garden after a long, hard winter, and you give your grungy deck a good pressure wash after a long, hard winter, and then you see your air conditioner out there and think, how do I make sure the AC is okay after a long, hard winter? Whipple that away. Checking your AC in the spring to make sure it's ready for summer is my job. Make your problem my problem. Whipple Service Champions. To book your $27 AC tune-up, visit whipplethataway.com.
Tonight on KSL, your vote counts, but can you count on AI to give you accurate details about the election?
That's kind of true.
Kind of not true.
Okay.
KSL puts five bots to the test.
It's thinking.
This one is not giving us accurate information.
What we asked.
I might regret asking that question.
And what can you, the voter, trust?
Is that true?
AI election truth test. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer?
Don't wait for a disaster.
Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
Stay with KSL for continuing coverage of the story of the Santaquin police officer who was killed in the line of duty yesterday morning. We have a press conference scheduled for noon today, so count on hearing that during your noon news.
8:39, emergency traffic and weather brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, still have those huge delays, but good news. They have reopened the freeway, all lanes at Bangor Highway. They've reopened the exit ramp, North 15 at Bangor Highway. Unfortunately, the delays are going to take a little longer to clear out, but we still have some hope now for those of you who are stuck between Lehigh's Main Street and Bangor Highway in Draper. You've still got delays on the west side, pardon me, on Mountain View coming up on 3500 South right now. Len?
We're looking at southbound slowing still in place from Layton down to Farmington. There are pools of water in many areas, and some of it is dry, but the pools of water have slowed things down there considerably. Also, we have a slow drive northbound I-15 from Sunset up to Roy, a previous accident there, and a stalled vehicle before. It's gone, but you have slowing from about 21st Street down to the I-84 split there in Riverdale, and then SR-193. It's a little bit slow as you make your way toward Hillfield, and it is still closed northbound 89 until this afternoon at SR-193 up to I-84. Jason?
Of course, it's still heavy on Redwood Road northbound coming out of Utah County, and likewise on the frontage roads. But hopefully, with all the lanes open now on the highway, that can get alleviated here pretty soon. You need traction devices if you are driving a semi up Parley's Canyon. It's still snowing up there, but it's looking much better in both directions, as it is in Provo Canyon as well. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning rain, snow showers will give way to mostly cloudy skies and even a couple of spotty showers still possible. High of 55. 41 overnight tonight. We'll talk about another little system scooting on by, bringing rain showers for the Tuesday morning commute. By Tuesday afternoon, 48 with a chance for showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Those temperatures going the wrong way. It's 37 degrees now downtown.
We're going to speak with our legal analyst, Greg Skordis, next about, the guy who is now in custody that police say hit and killed a Santaquin police officer. He's facing serious charges, a whole bunch. We'll talk to Greg Skordis about that just ahead.
Stay with us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by our friends at Zero Res, and Shane Caron is back with us. Shane, the last time you guys came out to my house, I learned something, that what we see as dirty carpet, usually that stain that's glaring at us every time we walk in the room, is the least of what we should be worried about with what's living down in those fibers.
That's right, right? Typically, that carpet's going to build up 4 pounds of dirt before you really start to see it on the surface. Now, unless you spill spaghetti or at a party or barbecue, right, and you see that off on top. And the thing is, Tim, right, when you bring other cleaners in there, they leave a dirt-attracting residue behind through soap, shampoos, or detergents. Zero Res, we don't do that. We don't use soap, certain shampoos, or harsh toxic chemicals. We remove all that junk that was in there before, and we just leave fresh, clean carpet, right? So when we came out, how did it feel after we got done cleaning for you?
It felt wonderful. I was running around the room like a small child with my shoes off.
See, right? Zero Res, we bring Christmas any time of the year, right? Whether it's sunny outside or snowing, right? Never trust the Utah weather. You never know what you're going to get. We bring Christmas anytime we come into your home because we come in with it with the plan and desire to create raving fans. We want to clean that right, but we want to make sure you're confident that it's safe for you, your pets, family, and friends. We're not using soaps, detergent, shampoos, or harsh toxic chemicals. We're not leaving a dirt attracting residue behind. It dries so much faster, dries soft, not crunchy, and it stays cleaner longer. And we mentioned it earlier, we've got a smoking good deal right now. You cannot not call or go online when it's $25 per room. You cannot beat that deal. And so we want your listeners to jump online, call us, book that, get it done in the month of May, and experience the Zero Res difference. What we like to call it, become a raving fan.
$25 with a four-room minimum. This is the time to take advantage of it. This flash sale just today. Call 801-288-9376 or go to zerores.com.
You wouldn't trust a butcher to babysit your pet pig. You wouldn't trust a lumberjack to repair your antiques. Or a professional wrestler to be your massage therapist. So why would you trust anyone but AAMCO to fix your car? For over 50 years, we've been the trusted experts in transmission repair.
Check out AAMCO's multiple financing options, so you can fix it fast and pay it off slow.
AA, MCO.
An emergency can happen any second. Here's a few seconds to think about where you'd go. When you need medical care fast, the closest emergency room is a smart thing to know. Common Spirit Health ERs are your direct path between feeling scared or uncomfortable and feeling better. Find emergency care in your neighborhood at mountain.commonspirit.org.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the man accused of intentionally hitting a police officer with a semi-truck appears to have a lengthy criminal history with violence against police. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, a group of small earthquakes has been shaking part of northern Utah, not far from the Idaho border, with the largest quake being a 4.4.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is still jammed from Lehigh into Draper, but the good news is all the lanes have reopened from what was blocked earlier. We have had some crashes happen in the backups between Bluffdale and Lehigh. They're all out of the way, the ones that are still there and haven't been cleaned up. Still also have a lot of southbound delay from Layton to Farmington. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our Cinco de Mayo storm yesterday holds on for today with scattered rain, snow showers, especially in the morning. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, rain and 38 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
We've had a wet couple of days, but boy, in Texas, they have some flooding causing problems. Let's get the latest from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the third week of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, and ABC's Eric Tursky said before testimony today he was found in contempt for a 10th time for violating the gag order.
It's a $1,000 fine for the one violation, and the judge puts the defendant on notice that if appropriate and warranted, additional violations, future violations of the gag order will be punishable by incarceration. So the judge is not mincing any words here.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel tells civilians to evacuate the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The U.S. has spoken out against expected Israeli military action in Rafah. Amid ongoing pro-Palestinian campus protests, Columbia University has canceled its university-wide commencement. And for the first time in 5 years, there's a high-risk severe weather warning, possible long-track tornadoes from Kansas into Oklahoma. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth now. The man accused of intentionally hitting a Santa Cruz police officer with a semi-truck could be looking at some serious charges.
Like murder, I would imagine. This is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. What will he face, Greg?
Well, it's an interesting case, Amanda, because typically when we have cases involving an automobile, we don't think of that as a murder. But in this case, it appears that the evidence points to an intentional act. And the difference between sort of negligent automobile homicide and murder is whether or not the conduct was intentional. Here it appears from what we're hearing that he turned the vehicle at the officer and intentionally struck him. If that's the case, it's a murder like any other. And because in Utah we have what we call aggravated murder, which is a capital offense, which includes the killing of a police officer because of knowing that he's a police officer, this could very well be a capital offense.
It sounds like, Greg, this guy is not any stranger to going afoul of the law here. We don't know the details of those past charges, but we do know that he's been accused of trying to run down officers before. Does that play into this at all?
It definitely will, as sort of a pattern and sort of his to understand his motive or what he was doing. He does have a history of violence, has a history of being disruptive to police officers and even attacking a police officer once. So he must have something going on, you know, either it's his mental health or his history or whatever, where he just despises police. But he has a record from around the country. And yes, Tim, that information should be available and will probably be available with the prosecutors for both their charging decision and the judge and the jury ultimately in terms of what his potential sentence, his punishment would be.
I mean, with him having attacked police officers in the past, are you surprised that he was out walking around?
boy, based on his record, Amanda, I am surprised. He just has a long record, but I assume that he had served his parole or probation in these states. He'd served his commitment, and, you know, you can't hold people forever. So I don't know. We're still gathering his prior criminal history. It seems to be extensive, and he seems to have served a fair amount of time, but obviously it wasn't enough for this police officer.
Yeah. Greg, we'll leave it there, and hopefully we will learn more during a press conference that is scheduled for noon today from Santaquin, and we'll have full coverage of it coming up. That is our KSL legal analyst, Greg Skordas, helping us out this hour. 8:49, still emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, but boy, does it look better than it did earlier, Andy.
Yeah, with all the lanes open, that is helping, at least at the front end of the delays, so the people who've been in the backup the longest are getting the relief the first. Right now, the worst of it, though, is still from Lehigh Main Street to about the Bluffdale exit. It's after the Bluffdale exit things start to improve. Frontage Road still jammed up the entire way. Redwood Road still jammed up out of Utah County. And a ton of traffic coming down Traverse Ridge Road as well and trying to get back to the freeway at Bangor. So it's going to be a long wait no matter what you do. But at least the crash and everything is open. Len?
Still got a slow drive from Layton through Kaysville on to Farmington. Look at the camera. Still got some water being sprayed up there in Farmington at Shepherd Lane and other pools of water in between that have created this slow drive. Also slow northbound I-15 from Sunset up to Roy. The southbound slowing now has dissipated from 31st Street down to the Riverdale exit. You still have a little bit of slowing as you make your way toward the Hill Air Force Base south entrance on SR-193. And you got northbound US-89 closed from SR-193 up to I-84 till about 1 this afternoon. Jason?
Snowy rut roads up in Parley's Canyon. Both directions are going slower than normal, and you're going to need traction devices if you're driving a semi up into Parley's Canyon at this point. Down in Utah County, it's not looking too shabby on all of the other major feeders, and I-15 itself, of course, we don't talk about what's going on up at the point of the mountain. You've already heard about that. Provo Canyon also looking better now in both directions. Get mom the best Mother's Day gift ever, a Minky Couture blanket. Save 50% using promo code KSL50 in stores and online at minkycouture.com. The best Mother's Day gift ever. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with highs in the mid-50s today with a slight chance for showers in the afternoon. A lot of the activity will be in the morning. 48 for tomorrow, scattered showers, goes to 51, mostly cloudy Wednesday, continuing to dry out, 62, partly cloudy on Thursday. Friday, we're at 68, mostly sunny skies, and into the weekend, we've got 70s as it looks right now for Saturday and Sunday both. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We've got rain and 37 degrees and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We'll get one more look at how the markets are doing this morning. So far, so good the last time we checked. That's next.
There's a race going on inside your body, and sometimes the bad guys, otherwise known as arthritis, get there first. That's when the joint pain kicks in.
Your healing process is just too slow and just can't catch up, and it needs just a little bit of help from QC Kinetics.
That's Dr. Daniel Zuckerman, a QC Kinetics medical director.
We all know that you can heal yourself. If you get a cut, it heals on its own. Your joints are no different. We can take the healing properties from your blood, concentrate them down, and put them in the spot that you need the help. It's amazing. Your body can heal itself.
At QC Kinetics, that's called regenerative medicine. No surgery or steroids, just lasting relief, the natural way.
The fact that we can treat them without surgery, but using their own body's natural healing process, without medications, without steroids, without surgery, it's just amazing.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Have winter conditions damaged your parking lot asphalt or concrete surfaces? Call GoPave Utah and get on their schedule. GoPaveUtah.com.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
That's right, it's me again, and I'm at J&J Garden Center in Layton, the best place to shop for Mother's Day. where they have something special for every mom, and of course, at a special price. Right now, all hanging baskets are 20% off, all flats of flowering bedding plants are just $22.98, and all 4.5-inch geraniums are 20% off too. That's incredible! J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price. So give mom something special this Mother's Day with a special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Watching Utah's Money This Hour is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Spirit Airlines expecting a weak second quarter after all of the plane problems we've seen. The discount airline says domestic demand isn't changing much at all, and they expect to furlough 260 pilots.
Americans might be slowing down on their chicken nuggets. Not at my house. Tyson Foods says sales slipped in the last quarter. Wall Street says the company still did extremely well after closing 6 of their plants. Shares rose 3.5% in pre-market trading.
Markets are doing well, have been all morning. The Dow is still up 103. That's 0.3%. The S&P is up 0.6. And the NASDAQ is up 105 points this hour.
Coming up, we'll find out about the traffic. It's moving a lot better northbound I-15 past Point of the Mountain, but we'll check it just ahead on KSL.
Once again, this hour of Utah's Morning News has been brought to you by Zero Res, and Shane Caron is back with us one more time. Let's start, Shane, with that deal you've got going on today and tomorrow only. I don't want people to miss this opportunity.
Absolutely not. So today and tomorrow, $25 per room, 4-room minimum. But think about that. Unlimited number of rooms, $25 per room. Go online, zeroresdenver.com, or call us at 801-288-9376. And remember, right, you've heard Zero Res for a long time, but spell it backwards or forwards, it's clean, right? ZEROREZ.com. Don't wait. Give us a call.
And at that price, you could really afford to do the whole house. I've been bragging about you for a long time, but I think that if people want to go on Google, they can see you've got 3,300-plus raving reviews.
At a 4.9 review rate, right? So the proof's in the pudding, right? We'd love the fact that you're a raving fan, that we've taken care of you for so long. So don't hesitate. Get up. Get to it right now. Take that off your list. Call us or go online right now, today or tomorrow, $25 per room.
Well, and by the way, if you've got a graduation coming up or something where you're going to have extended family, they need to know that because you don't use any soaps or harsh chemicals, you don't have to flood the carpet. So they've got time to get it done and have it all dried and ready to go.
Absolutely. Like, Tim, that's a great point, right? Don't wait. And if you do, right, life happens. That same day, if you need something done, give us a call. We'll get out there. We'll get it done. We'll do whatever we need to do to make you a raving fan and get you done and taken care of.
I know some people wait for the flash sale. Well, that's today. Today and tomorrow.
Don't wait. Today and tomorrow. We so appreciate being on the radio with you today. So appreciate the support. We just want to have people experience Zero Res difference and understand that there are levels to this game. And Zero Res is at the top of that game.
Yeah, and look at this price, $25 a room, 4-room minimum. Here's a number to call, 801-288-9376, or go to zerores.com.
Common Spirit Health, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Emergency traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Well, Amanda, the crash is gone that caused all the delay that's still in place from Lehigh to Point of the Mountain. But from Point of the Mountain to Bangor, it's moving a lot more quickly. Unfortunately, or depending on how you look at it, now we're starting to see delays closer to downtown. There were all those people that were stuck in Lehigh for so long this morning. Some stop and go between 21st South and 1300 South coming into downtown. Len?
We're taking a look at that drive. You make your way northbound I-15 and still slow from Clearfield up to Roy. And then you've got some slowing on SR-193 as you make your way toward the south entrance to Hill Air Force Base. Still have US-89 closed at SR-193 northbound up to I-84. And as you make your way into downtown Salt Lake City, you've got some slowing from Warm Springs Road, 2300 North Warm Springs Road in the Rose Park area down to the downtown ramps. Jason?
Snowy and slow going up in Parley's Canyon this morning. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
54 for a high today. More rain and snow coming tomorrow with a high of 49. Right now, 37 in Salt Lake City.
I hope you didn't bring the motorcycle today, Tim.
No, not a chance.
Not tomorrow either.
No.
Take care, everybody, and we'll get the updated forecast throughout the day here on KSL.